You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
This morning from our New York studios. Good morning, Roland.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I know I did. Sorry, Detroit.
Had a great one. Game.
Oh, that was a fantastic game. Detroit could have won it with a field goal, so stop blaming that touchdown. All right. Actually, Friday, I actually was in New Orleans for a panel, moderating a panel on hazing at the Bayou Classic. But prior to that, at the luncheon, the Grambling State and Southern football team, Lieutenant General Russell Honore retired. He was the keynote speaker, and we had a chance to chat a bit. And he has a new book out, and so I said, what the heck, let's talk about it. He joins us this morning. Many of folks know him from, of course, being the person who got New Orleans back in shape after Katrina, after the mess that FEMA left him. Lieutenant General Honore, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. Good morning, Tom.
Over.
You clearly have had your coffee, but you probably have run by 20 miles already by now.
Getting ready to, Roland. I do it a little later now.
I got you. General, the book is called Leadership in the New Normal. Just talk about that, because obviously we are living in different times. When you look at the recession, things along those lines. And so why did you want to put this book out? What do you want folks to take away from?
Well, I think we're at a very unique time in history, that we've got an opportunity here. When what great leaders do when great faced with great challenges is they come up with new ways to do things. And I think in this challenging environment we're in, we've got to find new ways to do things. At the same time, there's some underpinnings, like doing the routine things well, not being afraid to take on the impossible. And don't be afraid to act while even if you're being criticized. Leadership is not a popularity contest. It is a performance event. Over.
Get a Nike trainer in your living room.
General, what are you doing? You're DJing? All right, there. General, you there?
Excuse me. Something went crazy on my computer.
All right.
I might be good at leadership, but I'm
technically challenged.
Wow. This is what makes live radio live.
Let me come right back to you because this thing's turned off.
Grandpa and technology. Grandpa.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'm back with you.
You're back. All right. All right, then. General, you talk about leadership, not a popularity contest. So many folks, though, get so caught up in that because what do people think about me? What are they going to say? Are they going to like me? That, I think, keeps a lot of folks back.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's really challenging for our young people when you look at the stresses and the challenges that they face, as well as parents, you know, wanting to do what's popular as opposed to what's right. And we've got to teach our kids it's better to choose the harder right than the easier wrong. And we're at a time in America and a time in our progress in the world that leadership makes a difference. You know, we just went through an election that everybody got bruised up pretty bad. I mean, this is the beauty of a democracy. Now we've got to come together because the world is looking to America as an example of democracy and of leadership. And now is the time we all have to step up in our homes, raise our kids so they understand that the best thing they can do is get a good education and try to work as a team and help people around them. It's not just about them. It's about us.
Roland, I got to ask the general one last question.
Yep.
What does he have to say about the General Petraeus issue?
Big, sad face. Overall, Tom, sad face. Man who was given a lot of responsibility, given a lot of praise, and in the military, as you know, and as well as many other professions around the world. On the other hand, it's not the first time this has happened. It's not going to be the last, so we got to get over it. This is an individual failure. Now let's get over with it. And no one's indispensable. As General De Gaulle said, the graveyard is full of indispensable people.
Wow.
All right. Well, General Honore,
we on it. Over.
You got that right. Over.
Thank y'all very much.
General, the book is called Leadership in the New Normal, folks. Retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore, definitely be sure to pick up his book. You will definitely learn a lot from him. We certainly thank you for your service, sir. Thanks a bunch.
Thank y'all very much. Have a great day.
You
all right,
too.
Sir. All right.
Get that computer taken care of.